Hey guys, this is Adam from Still Automatic on Punk the Halls Volume 1. You're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb.
So we are never going to play Coleco Christmas jingles ever again on The Grind. That's for damn sure. Instead, we're going to present you with a bit of an early present for this week. Besides volume 120 being a quarter as long as any of our other recent shows, we're also going to be spinning some holiday cover songs that don't suck. And we'll also be hearing from Still Automatic's bassist and one of the guys behind the Punk the Halls Christmas charity compilation that came out earlier this week. Now, you've probably heard this next song covered a few times before, but I'm betting not done by Romans. If you're online right now, hit up The Grind's Facebook page, and you can find the studio video that goes along with this. Okay, so if you mute the YouTube video, buffer it first. Buffer it, I'll talk for a little bit, give you some time to buffer, and then mute it. And if you hit play at just the right time at the beginning of the video, when I play the song, you win. At life. The Romans Do It Better project was formed through the connection of several bands and artists from the Roman scene to record a cover of John Lennon's famous song, Happy Christmas, War Is Over, as a charity project back in 2008. An idea by Daniela Torre, singer and guitarist for the band Vanilla Sky, along with highlighting the harmony and friendship among the bands in the scene, it also presented itself as an opportunity for concrete charity initiatives. Romans Do It Better. Happy Christmas. War is over. Hit play now.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year's over. And a new one's just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have.
Let's stop all the fight. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Sleigh Bells, that was an exclusive Christmas song from Ohio's The Upset Victory. We had those guys on the show in May of this year in volume 106. And if you want to grab that track, you're in luck. It was released earlier this month via iTunes, eMusic, Amazon, Rhapsody, Spotify, Napster, all those places that have eaten our needs for physical music stores. Or you can stream it off their Facebook page at /TheUpsetVictory. Yeah, you see what I did there? Yeah, keeping the show shorter by not saying the full URL, but then defeating the whole point by explaining it. If you're looking to check out that interview with The Upset Victory, and I believe there was a chat with Steve Rawls in there as well, in volume 106, you are in luck. Although our Grind audio archives have recently been kicked off of our blip.tv account for being, being just audio, I can tell you that we've got all 120 volumes of The Grind available right now over at thegrindprc.com/vol/. That's basically a shitty HTML directory listing at the moment, but they're all there. You can left-click them and stream them, or right-click them and download them, whatever you want to do. We are in the process of updating a whole bunch of stuff over at our website, and while you're there, if you listen to The Grind on a regular basis, but can't quite seem to catch it on Punk Radio Cast all the time, you can subscribe to our new RSS feed that is currently being repopulated with all of the new links for all of those volumes. There's also links for iTunes or in Google Reader, yada yada yada. I think it's time for some more tunes. And then we are going to talk with Adam from the Punk the Halls compilation project. This is his band, Still Automatic, with their take on Do You Hear What I Hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. See what I see. Oh, a star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Set the little lamp to the shepherd boy. talking to the people everywhere.
Everyone, welcome back to The Grind, volume 120. This is our Christmas 2011 edition. A few Christmas tracks coming your way as well. Today we are talking to Adam from Still Automatic, great band from Washington, about a compilation that's coming out. It's actually out right now. Let's talk about this. This is Punk the Halls, volume 1. Give me a quick rundown of what this is all about.
What's up, everybody? So Punk the Halls is the first volume in what we hope to be a yearly thing where we put out a bunch of independent punk bands from all around the world to support a great cause. And this year it's to support the Starlight Children's Foundation, which is a worldwide foundation for sick and often hospital bedridden kids. So we're stoked to be a part of that.
So how did you find them as the recipient for this year's stuff?
We're kind of looking at a bunch of different children's foundations. I'm a father too, personally, so I kind of wanted to focus a lot on youth programs and stuff. So we looked at kind of the somewhat lesser known organizations that we could help out.
Angry Snowman's Joyeux Again.
I'm Joyeux Again. Christmas got to send. I can't do anything without feeling jolly. Families on the phone, playing out in the snow. Why can't you tell me what you got for me? Set up with the tree up, yeah, put the tree up. Set the star for the end, it's always at the end. Put your stocking.
Christmas is so commercialized at times, it's often easy to forget the whole reason of doing good for other people. And I think you definitely get that across with Punk the Halls.
Right, definitely. And you know what's great is that we're putting this together real DIY style, because all the bands are giving up their royalties to give all the money to the foundation. And, you know, it's a great group of guys getting together for a great cause. It's sweet.
That's awesome. Now, we've got tracks like MXPX, Whitecaps. You've got some Gatsby's American Dream on there. Of course, some Still Automatic, your band. Lipstick Homicide, a whole bunch more. Do you want to give a little bit of a rundown on who can be found on this song?
Yeah, I mean, Mike Herrera was nice enough to donate an MXPX track from their Christmas album. Same with Gatsby's. They were featured on a Hopeless comp, I believe. And we got some great bands, too, like from Canada. There's the Angry Snowmans, which are kind of like an old hardcore punk cover, you know, like a tribute band. So they're doing an awesome Black Flag cover off their new album. And there we got, like, God, who else is there? There's a band from the Netherlands called Bad Temper, and it's got this rad chick singer in it, and I just love the track.
What else can I say? I wish it's Christmas every day. A reason to be nice all day. Life has begun, generations pass it on. In our hearts as life goes on.
Christmas is you.
you know, it's great to get like a worldly collection of punk bands on this thing. There's also a band called Colin Farrell from Italy, which has a pretty rad track called Foxhole Christmas, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, my band too, Still Automatic. We're from Seattle. We're kind of a relatively new band, so we're glad to get our name out there as well.
You guys have an EP out right now through our friends at Wins Lunch Records, right?
Yeah, Wins Lunch. They're a Canadian label, actually, yeah.
Definitely, out of Edmonton. Great head chef there. Andy does great
yeah,
jobs.
Andy's rad.
Andy's a rad.
Yeah, they put out that great Pulley album recently, so we're stoked to be a part of Wins Lunch as well.
Yeah, definitely. Did you run into much hassle trying to round up all these different tracks for this compilation?
You know, actually, we're still working on it. That's how kind of hot off the presses this kind of is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's coming in so hot that we're still kind of waiting for a few tracks on some of these guys. So it is kind of difficult to rally it up. But, you know, we're solid at about 15 tracks right now. So we're still pretty stoked. We're in that stage right now where we get to figure out order and awesome sound bites to put in and shit like that.
Nice. Now, we'll be doing a little bit of PR on the Facebook as well. So we'll drop a link to Needle Drop Radio. You guys can tune in there. And on the 21st is when it's all going to be debuted, correct?
Right. Jeff from Needle Drop Radio, we're premiering Punk the Halls on his radio show, which is just awesome. He features independent bands from all over the world every week. So you can listen to him at needledropradio.com. And he's actually my partner in crime in this. He's picked up a lot of the work. He's got a lot of the bands involved. And really, it couldn't happen without him. And like I said, all the proceeds are going to be going to the Starlight Foundation, which is, you know, if I might add, they do a lot of cool stuff, like just to give a little bit of insight of what they do. They provide DVD players and Nintendos to kids who are stuck in bed. They build hospital playrooms and lounges and stuff like that so that they can kind of be in a child-friendly environment.
Oh, that's good.
And they do stuff like they tow kids around in radio flyers instead of wheelchairs and gurneys and stuff like that.
Nice.
And tons of education programs. It's just a great cause, and we're glad that people are going to donate to these guys.
Yeah, that's good, because I mean, like, even nowadays, us, you and I, like, we're not kids anymore, but when, I don't know about you, but if when you go to the hospital, it's always, like, it's just a shock to the system. So just picture a little kid trying to go in for something serious and being able to have this kind of climate around, thanks to the folks at Starlight Foundation, just to make it that much easier.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I had a 9-year-old friend of mine who had leukemia, and he was being treated at Seattle Children's Hospital, and he was lucky enough to have a lot of cool programs like that as well. It really got him through it. It's a real frightening thing to be at a hospital, I think, if you're a kid.
Hope Wrecker, have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Cool. So people can find out more info about the Starlight Foundation at starlight.org. And as you said, you guys have the Bandcamp that's going to have everything on it on the 21st. So if you're listening right now on Punk Radiocast, it's there. Punkthehalls.bandcamp.com. And you guys have a Tumblr account too, right?
Yeah, it's tumblr.punkthehalls.com, I believe.
Good stuff. And make sure you check out the Punk the Halls Volume 1 official trailer. It's up on YouTube right now. We've linked to it on our Grind Facebook page. And
that video was rad, wasn't it?
Oh, well.
That was our buddy Kevin Atkins from a band called Elude. He does great work. It was an awesome video.
Nice, yeah. I was stoked to see that.
And if I might plug, Tyler Gibson as well. He does the design for the album. It was freaking awesome. And he runs a design studio out of Bay Area, I think, California. But his Doom Tube design for anybody that wants awesome art.
Yeah, great artwork coming out of that guy for sure. Anything else we should be mentioning about this comp before we spin some more music from it?
Man, you know, I think we covered it, but thanks to everybody that's listening, and happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for picking up Punk the Halls, and coming up is MXPX. You're the One I Miss This Christmas.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in and putting up with the grind for another year. We'll catch you guys in January. If you're down in Calgary for New Year's, maybe I'll see you at that big strung out show. All right, guys, happy holidays.